Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer, bring you another visit with Fibber, McGee, and Molly. Again, we invite you to listen to the transcribed adventures of Fibber, McGee, and Molly. The show is written by Phil Leslie and Ralph Goodman and directed by Max Hutto. We'll see what's going on in Wistful Vista shortly.
This is Eleanor Engel. You know, the fun you have is good for you. You need it. You deserve it. The question is, do you always feel good enough to enjoy it? Sometimes a headache or an upset stomach just won't let you enjoy the fun that's so good for you. Well, that, my friend, is a situation that calls for speedy Alka-Seltzer, the medicine that's so refreshing.
You see, Alka-Seltzer becomes a relief-giving liquid that's better because of action in the glass.
Yes, action in the glass changes Alka-Seltzer tablets into a liquid. This is the form your system can use most easily and naturally for relief.
Action in the glass supercharges Alka-Seltzer with lively bubbles. This soothing liquid speeds relief.
Action in the glass makes Alka-Seltzer easy to absorb immediately. You'll like Alka-Seltzer for refreshing relief. Try it. For refreshing relief for a headache or upset stomach, take Alka-Seltzer.
So that's what Mabel called about a while ago. She's so annoyed at that Mrs. Spradley. Can you hear me, McGee?
Yeah, I'm listening.
Because Mabel has a party line phone, see? And lately, every time she makes a call, the other party picks up the phone and listens in.
Anybody that's on a party line with Mabel Toops has my sympathy, kiddo.
Well, anybody could accidentally pick up the phone while the other party's using it. But you know what? Mabel told me that she kept count today, and this other party listened in on her calls 37 times.
37 calls in one day?
Now, that is no accident. Mabel is just sure it's Mrs. Spradley who was on her line. Say, do you want some more coffee before I empty the pot?
No, I don't think so, kiddo. Want me to help you stack the dishes? What's the matter?
Are you having trouble with your wristwatch again?
No, why?
Mine says 5 after 7.
So does mine, why?
Well, then what are you doing in your pajamas? If we're going to a masquerade, I'd better get dressed.
This is no costume, kiddo. This is something I should have put on at 7 o'clock last night. Instead of sitting in the living room there listening to old Doc Gamble tell how he shot down that duck that I was the one who shot it down, which started that argument that lasted till 3 a.m.
3 in the morning?
Yeah.
It's a good thing I went to bed at 11.
Yeah, I wish I had. Believe me, nothing like that's going to happen to me tonight. I'm beat. I'm going to bed right now.
You just run along, dearie. I'll see that you aren't disturbed.
Well, thanks. I'm really bushed. What with that hunting trip and all, I haven't had a good night's sleep in 5 days.
Well, you go ahead. Off to bed with you.
Okay.
And shut the upstairs door so the noises won't bother you.
Okay. Good night, kiddo.
Good night, sweetheart. Pleasant dreams.
And I'll be asleep before I hit the top step.
There goes a good kid. I don't care what anyone says about husbands. This one is more trouble than all the others put together. Now, if I can get these dishes finished early, I might be able to get some sewing done for a change. You, da, 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 you. Oh, I should have brought my sewing basket down from the bedroom. Maybe I can slip in there after he gets to sleep without waking him up. Oh, dear. I hope that didn't bother him because he's barely had time to get in bed. 79 Wistful Vista, Molly McGee speaking. Oh, hello, Mabel. Say, talk softly, will you? McGee's gone to bed early.
Hey, Molly.
Just a minute, Mabel. It's for me, dearie, Mabel Toops. Go on to bed.
Okay.
How's that, Mabel? Oh, I did hear somebody pick up the receiver. Yes. Listening in again, is she? Do you think it's Mrs., you know, Mrs. Spradley? I don't like to say it because she might be... Wait, Mabel, somebody's at my back door.
Nursery boy!
Heavenly days, it's the old-timer. He'll wake McGee. Mabel, I'll call you back. Bye. Oh, dear.
Hi, daughter. Where's Johnny?
Shh. He's gone upstairs to bed.
At 7:15?
Please try to keep your voice down, Mr. Old-timer. Himself is awfully tired. Hasn't slept well for the past few days.
Oh, sorry, daughter. I'll be more careful. Kind of late with the groceries, but...
I beg your pardon?
I said sorry, daughter. I'll try to watch myself.
Shh. Listen. Didn't hear us, I guess.
Boy's having trouble sleeping, huh?
Yes, and he's so tired.
Papa had the same trouble. Just couldn't get to sleep nights. First, he tried counting sheep. That didn't work.
It didn't?
Nope. Every time he got up to 15, he'd doze off and lose count. Then he'd have to get up, throw cold water on his face, and start over again.
That's too bad.
Yep, but Papa didn't give up. He kept at it.
Just kept counting sheep, did he?
Yep. One night he did real good. Got up to 400. Was about to lock up the corral and turn in when a wolf jumped over the fence.
Heavenly day.
What a night that was. Woke Mama and all us kids up hollering, "Wolves! Help! Murder! Run for the hills! The killer is loose! Wolves!"
Hey, what happened? What's the matter? Hey, Molly. Molly, are you all right?
Everything's all right, sweetheart. Go back to bed.
Hi, Johnny.
Oh, it's you.
Didn't mean to disturb you. I was just relating an interesting anecdote.
Oh, hey. I see you got some more peanut butter, Molly. Hand me that bread, old-timer. I think I'll make myself a sandwich.
Make two.
But we just finished dinner 15 minutes ago.
I'm still hungry. Get me a knife, will you, Molly? I can't sleep on an empty stomach. I'm going to have a snack and go right to bed, old-timer, because I'm all wore out from...
In just a moment, we'll try to straighten out the McGees.
Mother, I know you want to give your children every possible advantage. I've never met a good mother who didn't. So you probably know your children must have enough vitamins to maintain normal growth and development, to keep alert and energetic as they should be. Now, your meals, no matter how well planned, may not always contain enough vitamins, because vitamins have a way of getting lost in cooking and processing of food. That's why so many mothers buy one-a-day brand multiple vitamin tablets to fortify their meals. You see, one-a-day brand multiple vitamins supply all the vitamins children and adults normally need to take. The youngsters like taking them, too, because one-a-day brand multiple vitamins are small and smooth-coated, so they're easy to swallow, and they leave no aftertaste. There's no strain on the family budget, either. You can buy this protection for less than 3 cents a tablet. So protect your family from vitamin shortage. Fortify your meals with one-a-day brand multiple vitamin tablets, sold at drugstores everywhere.
Molly?
Yes, dearie?
What time is it?
8 o'clock. Go to sleep.
I'm trying, but I just can't seem to settle down.
I knew the minute I saw him standing there in those pajamas after dinner that this was going to be one of those nights. All right, now, what's the trouble?
I'm restless. I think it was that sandwich I ate.
Which one? The one with the peanut butter or the 3-decker you brought up to bed with you?
Well, I don't know. Maybe it isn't the sandwiches. Maybe I'm
just... Probably just not comfortable, that's all. Here, let me fix your pillow for you. Just look at those covers. There. How's that?
Fine. Now, would you pull down that shade for me? That street light keeps shining in my eyes.
Certainly. How's that?
Good. I think I can take it from here. After all, there's no reason why a grown man has to be waited on hand and foot this way. Is there?
None that I can think of.
Me either. If I decide one night to go to sleep at 8 o'clock, all I have to do is make up my mind to go to sleep, and I'll do it. Right?
Yes, dearie.
I don't need anyone to tuck me in and fuss over me or sing me lullabies or anything like that. Do I?
No, dearie.
After all, I'm not the baby. Am I?
Yes, dearie. I mean, no, dearie.
You're darn right. No reason for me to act like I was 3 years old or something. I make up my mind to go to sleep, I go to sleep.
Right.
You want to read to me?
What? For the... Yes, yes, I will read to you.
Oh, boy, swell.
I've got a wonderful book over here. It's especially written for this kind of reading.
Good, good. I'll settle back.
Okay. Close your eyes. That's it. Now, once upon a time, there were 3 bears. A papa bear.
Oh, gee whiz, Molly, that's...
And a mama bear. And a little bitty baby bear. And one day, while they were...
somebody. Oh, I said somebody's been eating my porridge.
And the mama bear said somebody's been eating my porridge. And the baby bear said... Oh, thank heavens, at last. Now, if I can just sneak out of here without waking him... I think I'll turn out all the lights, lock the doors, cut the telephone cord, and go visit Aunt Sarah. Whew! This has been quite an evening so far, and it's only... Oh, no. Well, thank goodness I stuffed rags in the door chime. Who in the world could this be? Oh, it's you, Dr. Gamble. Come in.
Thank you. How are you, Molly?
Oh, I'm fine. Let's not...
I'm not so sure about that. Say, let me look at that throat. You sound terrible.
There's nothing the matter with my throat. I'm just...
Come, my dear. I'm not going to hurt you. Now, say, like a good little girl.
There's nothing wrong with my throat, Doctor. I was just whispering. McGee went to bed at 7 o'clock.
At 7? McGee?
Shh, quiet.
Somebody call me, Molly. Somebody want me.
No, McGee, go back to bed.
I thought I heard somebody ask for me.
A visitor just dropped in, that's all.
Who is it?
Dr. Gamble.
I can't stay but a minute, Molly. I just want to return the rest of these shotgun shells I borrowed on the hunting trip.
Oh, well, you didn't choose very many from the looks of the box.
Well, if you're a good shot, you don't have to waste ammunition, like some people I know.
Oh, yeah. Well, listen, butcher boy. Anytime you want a shooting match, you just name the day and the weapon.
Paul McGee, go back to bed.
And that includes bows and arrows.
Ha!
Don't answer him, please. He needs the sleep, and you know how upset McGee gets over nothing, Doctor.
Nothing is right. You should have heard him last night. He kept me here for 3 hours trying to convince me the duck I shot was really his.
Really mine? So you still think I was wrong last night, you big balloon head?
In spades.
I knew you gave in too soon. Lock that door, Molly. I want to have a talk with this gent. Take his hat and his car keys.
But, McGee, you're asleep.
It's only 9:15. Fix us some coffee, will you, kiddo? Now, look here, George.
Yes?
The bird was flying over my head, right?
Right.
And you were standing where Molly is, right?
Well...
You could see when I shot.
Fibber and Molly have a final word for you to come.
Say, if a cold should catch up with you this week and make you feel miserable, try Tabsin for relief. Yes, find out how Tabsin can relieve sniffles, sneezes, watery eyes, feverish feeling, headache, and general aches and pains. Once you tried Tabsin, I'm sure you'll always depend on it to bring quick relief for the discomforts of colds. Get Tabsin at your drugstore. That's T-A-B-C-I-N. Tabsin, the bright red tablets in the bright red package.
Well, we settled it, kiddo.
Good.
Doc agrees it's my duck.
Good.
And I agree he can come over for dinner when you cook it.
Good gravy.
So long, everybody.
Bye.
Fibber, McGee, and Molly, transcribed, is brought to you Mondays through Fridays at this time by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer. The Old Timer is played by Bill Thompson and Dr. Gamble by Arthur Q. Bryan. Say, men, did you ever have a button pop off your shirt when you're putting it on? Then try vainly to get your wife to hold still long enough to sew it back on. You know what a trial that can be. And that's the trial that taxes the patience of our Mr. McGee tomorrow. This is John Wald advising you to hear it.
Hear the dramatic story, Woman in My House, weekdays on most NBC radio stations.